Welcome to Indigenous Faith with Craig and LaDonna Smith. For the next 30 minutes, we invite you to join Craig and LaDonna as they open God's Word and help Indigenous followers of Jesus Christ learn how to live a biblically healthy life in the context of their culture and tribal traditions. Craig is a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe Indians from northern Minnesota and is an author, public speaker, and gospel singer. LaDonna is from the Navajo Nation from the American Southwest. She is also a gifted singer and writer and a deeply committed student of God's Word. Together, they have served Christ for over 4 decades in a ministry that has taken them to Indigenous people all across North America and to a dozen countries around the world. Once again, thank you for joining us today for this week's edition of Indigenous Faith. And now, get ready to take a journey with Craig and LaDonna into God's Word to see what He has to say about living out an Indigenous faith that helps us all live lives that please Him and gives us power for victorious Christian living.
Well, welcome, friends, to our first ever Indigenous Faith podcast. I'm LaDonna Smith, and together with my husband, Craig, we're going to be coming to you regularly to study the Word together. And, you know, we've been wanting to do this for a long time, haven't we, Craig?
Yeah, we sure have.
And because we have met so many believers along the way that have a lot of questions about once they come to Christ, that how shall I live out my faith every day? And, you know, a lot of our people struggle with their faith, and you have a lot of questions. So that's why we're going to study it together. So excited to do that. And it is important for people from all nations, not just our Native American nations here in the U.S. and Canada, but all nations that who come to faith in Christ to know what God's Word has to say about living lives that are pleasing to Him, regardless of the cultures that we come from. How do we know what that kind of living is? Well, there's only one place to go, but it's good news. It's the timeless truths of God's holy Word. And this is important, right, Craig?
Yes, it definitely is. And I also want to add my welcome to those of you who are tuning in today to the Indigenous Faith broadcast. And LaDonna and I are delighted to be able to launch this this new way of conveying the gospel message and the truths of God's Word to Indigenous people, not only here in North America, but around the world. You know, our faith is unique in Christ. It's guided by God's Word, but there are uniquenesses to our Indigenous people that those kinds of uniquenesses are the things that LaDonna and I really want to try to touch on and address and help Indigenous people from around the world find what the Word of God says about the cultural issues, about the traditions, and so on. And we're going to be unpackaging all that in the broadcasts to come, in the future editions of the future episodes of Indigenous Faith. But what we're going to do today, as we launch this brand new podcast, is to introduce you a bit to what the Indigenous Faith podcast is going to be all about. We're going to unpackage that a bit, but then also we're going to be talking with you about how we plan to move the discussion forward. And so, you know, most of our focus is going to center around how Christian faith impacts the cultures of all nations. We have, over the years, have developed an Indigenous Faith series of teaching materials that our website, tribalrescue.com, we have available at our store. There's a brand new book that has been out recently that I wrote titled Indigenous Faith. And in the book, we unpackage God's Word in great detail. Two-thirds of that book is laying out a biblical foundation on how cultures that come out of animistic worship and traditions and so on, how do we live lives that are pleasing to God? How do you process the cultural things? Because in Native America, our culture is our spirituality, and our spirituality is our culture. And that's why we have to really be mindful of what God's word has to say, and we need to process our culture in light of God's holy word. We've developed also a teaching series, a DVD, DVD set that local people can use, local churches and mission organizations can use in small group settings. We've developed student workbooks and leaders' guides to accompany that. But we also have the Indigenous Faith teaching series, that same product available also in audio CD format. And now adding to that, here we've got the Indigenous Faith podcast. So you can read a book on it. You can take a short small group training session. You can listen to it in the audio. But also you can download and listen to the podcast where we're going to be sharing even more the concepts that help us as we've learned in our journey in faith in Christ on how to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Along with that as the primary thing this podcast is going to be about, there's also going to be times when we're going to be going into a little bit different direction, but all with the same focus in mind. There's times when we're going to be sharing some of my recent teaching or preaching messages that have been pre-recorded, and you're going to be able to see and listen to messages that all have biblical truth that are specifically addressed to helping us with in the context of an Indigenous culture. Our next episode of Indigenous Faith is going to be a devotional message I shared not long ago to a group of Native ministry leaders, and you'll see how that affects the faith that we have in Christ and how to strengthen our faith in the context of our Native cultures. Once in a while, we're going to go in a different route. We're going to be devoting episodes to current events and special interest, but it will always be from a biblical perspective and how they help shape the faith of our people. Now, speaking of current events, we want to let you know in this very first edition of Indigenous Faith, we are letting you know that we, as we're launching this, we are continuing to recover from some pretty serious bouts with that nasty worldwide epidemic, the coronavirus. So, LaDonna, I'm going to ask you to take us back to the middle of January 2021, when you and I both started feeling those classic symptoms of this deadly virus that not only is bringing fear to the world, but sure hit us very hard.
Yeah, that's how it hit the whole world, and right here at in our world, know that it hit really hard. And for me, it seemed like I had a really bad cold, Craig. But for I was pretty concerned about you because you had an ongoing cough that just didn't stop. And so when we went in, there just wasn't room at the hospital. I mean, that's a terrible thing. And it was right at the height of this whole COVID outbreak here. And to be turned away twice when you know you're really sick is really a scary thing. And that's when, you know, our trust and our faith in the Lord, we had to just hang on extra tight. And so on January 12th, Craig, as you remember, your oxygen numbers tanked. And you suffered increased difficulty in breathing, so we had to call 911. Of course, the paramedics came and evaluated you, and they just carried you off away to the hospital. Like so many other families, they would ask the question, I don't even know if I'll ever see them again. And we had a hurried goodbye.
Yeah, we didn't even give each other a hug or a kiss or anything. I mean, things were happening so fast.
Yes.
Away I went. And
yes. And so you were taken to a nearby emergency room. And
I really did think to myself as I looked out the back windows of that ambulance as we pulled away from our house, you were standing there. And I was saying to myself, am I ever going to see my wife again? You know, that was such a challenging, burdensome thought, you know. And we turned the corner. We have a little curve right around past our house, and you were out of sight. And I thought, wow. And you're right. Families all over the world, same kind of experience. Mm-hmm. and the difficulty and the pain that that has brought.
And
we sensed it.
And then it turned into 18 long days that you were weighed. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to be sharing a little bit more about that a little later here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I thank God for our grown children who all helped out. Two of them flew down here to mm-hmm. give help for me. One had to stay outside because she didn't have COVID. The other had gone through COVID, her whole family, mm-hmm. around Thanksgiving time. So she could come in and help me out. But I thank God for our kids, for the meals, for the help in networking, getting the information out, and to our church family and friends who prayed us through this whole time. So I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to be sitting here with you, Craig.
Well, yeah. Going back to the first time we went to the emergency rooms, you know, the concern for me was I ticked every box of all the pre-existing conditions that are out there. Mm-hmm. And most of that has come from the after effects of a horrific auto accident, LaDonna. You remember
in 2009, years ago now.
Mm-hmm. June 9, 2009, when both of us survived a auto accident that neither of us should have survived. And, you know, you broke your neck, horrible, worst kind of neck fracture. Many people don't survive that, but you did, and I praise God you're on your feet today. And then for me, I suffered so many injuries, broken this and that, really ended up going through a whole lot. And, you know, in a coma for 2 months, I passed away in the emergency room in Santa Fe, New Mexico. They flew me to Albuquerque, where 2 months later I wake up from a coma. And here I am today, well over 40-some surgical procedures, invasive procedures to me to help me come through all this. And with that, with the internal damage, I suffered an awful lot of things that leave me today in a wheelchair, but also leave me today with a lot of pre-existing conditions. So when COVID hit and people were announcing that, you know, you have these kind of conditions, you're the ones that are probably not going to make it. So that's been in the back of my mind all along as...
Craig, you remember when you shared, when we were having our devotions one morning, you were very quiet and you said, LaDonna, I need to have a hard mm-hmm. discussion with you. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, And you said, LaDonna, if my life should end with COVID, you have to mm-hmm. embrace the fact that God is a sovereign God.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. We don't know how the Lord will choose to take us. Every one of us are going That's to right. have our lives end in some way unless he comes to take us All back.
Right. Well,
a great hope that we have, but yes.
And the thing is, for the believer in Christ, and we're going to be centering so much on the Word of God in this podcast
That's
in,
our
in
hope.
The weeks, that as you understand the Word of God and embrace it as authoritative to you, it shapes how you view things like this.
Amen.
Your future. I have great peace in my heart, even though I went through death's door and came back. And now, as I was pre-getting COVID, thinking I could very well die from this, and I almost did, you know, it was God's word that sustained me.
Amen.
That's what builds indigenous faith. The only thing that will strengthen indigenous people, no matter where you're from, with the uniquenesses of who you are, the way God has made us, and where he has placed us around the world for his purposes. That's why we believe this podcast is so important.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned 18 days in the hospital. You know, I was in our accident many years ago. I was there for over 5 months. And this bout with COVID was only 18 days. But those only 18 days... Oh my goodness, they were some of the most difficult days of my whole life. And it was almost as brutal as those 5 months were. But one of the things that has helped us in our understanding how to cope with tragedy and trauma is see it as something God has allowed in our lives, and he has a purpose for it.
Yes. He's sovereign.
There's only one person who can take the pain of our lives mm-hmm. and use it to help people, and that is the Lord. And it is based upon the truth of his word. You know, when I was there for 18 days at the hospital here, and I was so sick. I was being treated and cared for by a wonderful group of medical professionals, doctors, nurses, technicians, and X-ray folk, respiratory therapists.
Those who came to clean your room.
All the way along.
Attend to everything.
But one of the things we realized, LaDonna and I have realized from our first go-about 12 years ago, 5 months in a hospital, is that we were placed by God sovereignly among another tribe. And I've come to affectionately call them the medical tribe.
Yeah,
and they are a tribe. You know, look at, they all wear the same regalia. They all have the long white coats. And let me tell you something, they speak a language none of the rest of us speak. Have you ever listened to doctors as they talk about all the technical terms and stuff? Man, they throw me for a loop. And, one of the things about this tribe, though, they have very strange tribal rituals. And all of those tribal rituals involve sharp objects that get put in your body. And I'll tell you what, that's quite a tribe. So we're missionaries. We become missionaries to the medical tribe. Mm-hmm. We're there on an assignment from the Lord. And they are not only treating us, but they are observing us.
That's right.
When you and I face trauma, our listeners, when they face difficulty in their life and perhaps end up even in a hospital, God has a purpose to that pain. God has a purpose to what he wants to do in their lives. And so that helps you cope in difficult, brutal days. Another thing that was a difficulty thing for me was, my goodness, just the simple thing, I couldn't breathe. If you can't breathe, that's a horrific thing. They were putting huge forcing pressured oxygen into my system, into my body, through machines that were just, I was, three of my docs said I was one machine away from going into the coma and being on a ventilator and probably never coming off. There was another challenge I faced there. It was an isolation factor. Just like the Donna said, when I left in the ambulance, couldn't even say goodbye. They couldn't even visit. My door was closed at all times. And then the staff, when they came in, they looked like astronauts all dressed up for a spacewalk. Mm-hmm. And they came in, did what they had to do, and they were out, and the door was closed again, all by myself. And those days just seemed to crawl. But I also, LaDonna, one of the things that struck me was, as I interacted with the medical professionals, I saw the weariness in their faces.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I saw the pain that they were personally having in having to deal with so many people who were so sick, most of whom were being carried out and dead.
Yes. They,
and the pages were going off above me in the paging system in the hospital. Just down the couple doors from me, someone was took a turn for the worse, and that was it. And you're surrounded by death all around, people losing the will to live. But I never lost that will to live. I wanted to, because I know my life is in the hands of the Lord, and he's marked out my days. That's what God's word tells me. So we're going to unpackage that a lot more in the podcast to come. But for now, after 18 long days, at the end of January, I was cleared to go home, but I had to be on oxygen. And within 3 weeks, as my lungs continued to open back up, I got better. We reduced the
and yeah, it was
oxygen.
Really fun following you around the house with the 50-foot
oxygen line.
And once in a while, your wheelchair would roll over tube, and it kind of stressed me out, dear.
Well,
but I'm glad you
may have stressed
you
out,
right,
but it made me not able to breathe. So anyway, but finally, after about a month, my lungs had opened up to a point where I could finally get off the oxygen.
Oh, we had so many people praying for us. I appreciate that.
And I'm here. I am again. I should have died, the doctor said, but once again, for the second time in my life, God spared me when I should have died. The devil got a black eye in this one, as
he did
in the other one, and I thank God. I give God the praise that we're still here, and that's why we want to expand our heart's desire to expand the presentation of the gospel to as many people as we can in the short amount of time left before Jesus comes again. We have so much to share with you, how for those of us as indigenous people, our faith in Christ and his timeless truths found in his holy word, the Bible, how they've sustained us, healed us, given us everything we need for life and godliness, And that's why we want to share with as many Indigenous people as possible that you too can experience the same abundant life Christ died to give the world if you'd only respond to his amazing gospel. Mm-hmm. That's what's all this is all about, this new podcast. So I'm so thankful that we can present these materials as we move on from here and bring the hope that we have found that has sustained us through some of the darkest days of our life. And yet we are thriving. We're not just surviving, we're thriving because God has been good and we give him all the praise and glory for it. So, Madonna, I just thank God so much for what he's done.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're
your
here
life,
too, dear.
My life. And, you know, it's all about the gospel. Yeah.
And, you know, for a believer, it's not always hunky-dory and everything is, you know, everybody makes it through a lot of the different challenges. And so, you know, I am so glad. I'm so very glad that even in these troubling days that we're in which we wake up to every day, that the Lord, the Word of God is such a comfort to us. And I want to close here by telling you, reading to you Jesus' comfort to his disciples in John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. This is in red print, Craig.
That's him speaking.
Yes. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. You know, there's a lot of people that say, I believe in God. I believe in God. Mm-hmm. But here, Jesus says, believe in me. Mm-hmm. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. And if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Now, this is kind of different, Craig, because his own disciple, Thomas, who walked and talked with him for 3.5 years here on earth, has a question for him. So Thomas says to him, Lord, we do not know where we are going or how we know the way. And this is what Jesus answered. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. I'm so glad that this is the hope of the gospel, that it's good news. But for many, they're not understanding that news. They're mixed up. They're trying to see it by putting their spiritual glasses on backwards, and they can't see it. But it's all here in the Word. And so, Craig, I'm looking forward to spending this time with you and with our audiences out there to encourage them to read the Word and ask the Blessed Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. He's our guide. He will teach us. He will lead us. And it says in all truth, he's not going to lead us off on a bunny trail. He's going to lead us into the truth of God's Word. So I'm excited to be a part of this podcast. Mm-hmm. And until next time.
Right, right.
Lord willing, we get together again to share.
Yeah, we're thrilled about what's coming. And we hope and pray that God will use what we put together in these podcasts to encourage you in your faith. And so this is episode number one. And it's flown by fast,
you know,
hasn't it?
You were saying, Craig, how this kind of feels like giving birth, like if you've ever watched a calf or, you know, being born, you know, a lamb, and how they struggle to get to their feet, and it doesn't take too long, and they're, you know.
They're up and walking.
And so that's kind of how I feel today about this. But I know God's going to use it. It's not about us. It's not about us doing something. But we want to be right in the center of God's will, and proclaim his name and the victory that comes in by reading and being obedient to his word.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want you to be sure to check out the resources that we shared with you in this podcast, the Indigenous Faith material. There's other good resources that our website has available, and you know, until next time, we look forward to connecting with you, and we'll be praying that God will give you strength to live this week in faith and obedience to his word. We're looking forward so much to unpackaging the word of God in these episodes that has so shaped our lives that we're really looking forward to seeing it shape your life as well. God bless you, my friend.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining Craig and LaDonna Smith and the Indigenous Faith Podcast. We trust today's episode has been an encouragement to you and helpful to you as you grow in faith as a follower of Jesus Christ. You can subscribe to this weekly broadcast and receive notifications when the next episodes are available. Simply follow the prompts on the tribalrescue.com website or the podcast platform you're using to sign up today. Don't forget to visit the Smiths' website, tribalrescue.com, to learn more about the Smiths and Tribal Rescue Ministries. Be sure to visit their online store, where you can find more Indigenous faith resources, including Craig's 6-part DVD video series, and his 6-part audio CD version of the same teaching. Also, Craig takes you deeper into the scriptures in his recently released Indigenous Faith paperback book, which will help you learn the secrets to a strong Indigenous faith. All these resources, and other great books authored by Craig and LaDonna, can be accessed at their online store when you visit tribalrescue.com. The Smiths are dependent on the financial support of those who are benefiting from their teaching, preaching, and music ministry. Craig and LaDonna would like to ask you to consider supporting this ministry through your online giving, which you can easily and safely do on the tribalrescue.com website as well. You can also make your gift recurring if you so desire. If you'd like to support Craig and LaDonna, it will help them keep this podcast on the air, help them produce more books and resources, and enable them to continue sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ among people groups around the world. We'll see you next week, dear friends, on another edition of the Indigenous Faith Podcast. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you as you live out your own God-honoring and biblically based Indigenous faith.